From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced a large-scale security operation was underway.
I can report last night that there has been a major joint counter-terrorism operation to disrupt a terrorist plot to bring down an aeroplane. The operation is continuing. At this stage, four people have been arrested and a considerable amount of material has been seized by police.
The plot was the 13th significant threat disrupted by police since Australia's terrorist threat level was elevated in 2014. Additional security measures have been put in place at all of Australia's airports. Pakistani's opposition party leader Imran Khan on Saturday derided ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's choice of his brother to eventually succeed him, comparing the country's tradition of political dynasties to a form of monarchy.
The reason why democracy came in was because you wanted leadership on merit. You know, people came through a process to become a leader. In monarchy, it's hereditary, it's through blood.
Sharif on Saturday announced plans for the ruling PMLN party to nominate his brother Shahbaz as the country's new leader after an interim period with a caretaker prime minister. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un claimed his country possesses missiles that could strike the mainland United States. Analysts estimate Friday's missile tested demonstrated a theoretical distance of 10,000 kilometers. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said she spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Japanese Foreign Minister Kishida to discuss an appropriate response. This is VOA News.